Bezrat Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Tishi, the ninth chapter in the Amos Hilchos Achim Matan, and the laws of meriting and of gifts in the Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisitions. Where in this Perek we continue the theme that we started in the previous Perek regarding the Matnas Shchimna, the gift of the dying person. When Halacha Alef, the Rambam begins regarding that his gift is not considered as a concealed gift. Shchimna Shetziva Amar, if a dying person commanded and he said, L'tegala Matanazu, don't reveal this gift. V'leitidiyu ba'odam, let no one find out about this. Elo lacham, it's only after I die. Hareza matan, the kinyamas is going to be a valid gift. V'ein matan mustater, it's not considered a concealed gift, which we had previously mentioned that is not considered as a valid gift. Shebe'ei sheikhtim, because at the time that the acquisition is going to take effect, shu acham eisa, which after he dies, harei ama, he says galoisa, to reveal it. And therefore, that's not considered as a hidden gift. Halacha beis, mitzava machmas misa, if someone's commanding the gift because of that he's dying, in tzorchlim, he doesn't have to say galoisa matana, reveal the gift, because he's perturbed. He can't be lengthy about what he's trying to say over here. He's on his deathbed. Although it's written unspecified, we're not considering maybe it's considered a concealed gift. It's not, unless he says explicitly. But if he's just saying it, that's we don't run into any problems as we do by, let's say, by a regular gift. Halacha Gimel, regarding what words are effective to show that what he's saying is that it should be a bona fide gift. If a dying person commands and he says, Yitil ploini kol nechasai, let that person take my whole estate, oy mixus nechasai, or part of my estate, oy yachzuk, let him take possession, oy yiska, let him acquire it, let him merit it, or yikno, or acquire it. Gul losh matani, they're all terminologies of gift and they're all gonna work. Let's say he says yachasein, which is a terminology of Yerusha in Aramaic, or Yidash, or that he should inherit. Amisha do Yerusha on someone who is fit to inherit, or Zekanis is gonna acquire. He's saying that terminology, which is to say that the person should get it. Let's say he says, however, Yohana playing them, let that person have pleasure from them, or Yamid them, or stand in them, or Yisham them, or be supporting them. Lakana is not acquired it because they're doubtful if they're considered the appropriate terminology. And Samoitz Megbal Abraya, if they want to collect from the Yershin, he has to prove, which we don't have proof, that is considered a word of a matana. Halacha continues regarding a gift to someone that's fit to inherit it. Shchiv Merash, a kasav kan lachasav la'achar. So if a dying person writes his whole estate to someone else, Im Einur Oli Yershin, he's not fit to inherit him, he wasn't one of his inheritors, Noit L'mishim Matana, so he takes it as a gift. But if Imro Yerushim is fit to inherit him, he takes it as through the medium of inheritance, and therefore, even if he says, and after you, it goes to someone else, that other person is not going to get anything after the death of the first person, because since he got as Yerusha, Yerusha doesn't stop, and he'll continue having it, in contrast if it was coming as a matana. Now, but when we say this, only if this inheritor was Achaz Mebenoisa, one of his daughters, one of his grandchildren, one of his brothers, or similarly, one of his other inheritors. But he wrote over his whole estate to one of his sons, actually only making him a caretaker. Commissioner Brown, like already explained this in Perek Vav, Halacha Beis and Gimel. So that would be that one exception. Halacha Vav. Now, Misha Amr Lebishas Misasim, someone, they told him when he was dying, your estate, who's it going to? Shem Leplani, maybe to that person? Vam Lami says, and El Lemehim, but to who? So right, we see, Imro Liyosha, if that person's fit to inherit him, Nehut Mishim Yerusha is going to take his inheritance. From Lav, if not, Nehut Mishim Matan, he's going to take it as a gift. Halacha Zayin. Now, Ger Sheishli Ben, a convert who has a son, but She'in HaRosa B'Kedusha, his conception was not in sanctity, meaning the father had sired him, his wife became pregnant when he wasn't Jewish yet, even if, let's say, they converted when the kid was in utero, so the late Dasa was B'Kedusha, but Hoyle Ben Yerusha, since he's not going to inherit him, because his part was done when he was not Jewish, like it's going to explain in this appropriate place in the 6th Perek Hilchos Nachlas Halacha Yod. So, actually, therefore, he cannot give him his whole estate through the gift of the dying person. Not all of his estate, not even part of it. The reason that is, because even if he gives him not only a terminology of Yerusha, which he doesn't have, or even gift, regarding inheritor, which he is, albeit not a valid one, it's all the same thing. In other words, a matnas shchimra by Yerushim is only working through the medium of Yerusha, even if he says that as a terminology of matana. And vim taima yikna, and if you're going to say he should acquire, nims is a Yerusha Tzav, it comes out that he's inheriting his father, which is a gezeres chachamim. That someone's going to hear that he gave to this son matnas shchimra, is going to think that this son inherits his father and he's a full-fledged son, and which is not the case. And you might run into problems because of that, regarding chalitza and so on and so forth. So therefore, we say that, no, he's not going to acquire it. Now, halacha ches lafikach, therefrom, nosen legir mishar hagir, which it's just an added chiddush, even if you give it to some other ger from some of the other ger, even if they were conceived shle b'kedusha, and they're not in the medium of Yerusha from their own father, it doesn't make it even nosen legir mishar, the gift is going to be valid, because there's no gezer there, they might think that he's his son to inherit him and so on, you might run into problems, because they're obviously not related to him. Halacha tes, regarding, if let's say, says to pay back a debt. Shchimera, a dying person, shahida, that he admits, shesh lo plainly, es lekach v'kach, that person has by me, meaning I owe him this and this amount of money. Tenulay, please give it to him. Or Yishomar, he says, kli plainly, you know that vessel that we have in our house? But kodin hu biyadi lo plainly, it's actually deposited by me from that person. Tenulay, give it back to him. Or chatz plainly, shah plainly, you know this courtyard that we always use? It's actually that person's. Or chayv shesh lo biyad plainly, initially, you know there's a debt that's owed to me from that person, it's actually not even mine. Shah plainly, it's actually from someone else. All these things that we mentioned and similar types of things, his admission is a valid admission. And even if the convert admits to his son, I want you to know, son, you're not my real son. I sired you when I was not Jewish yet. Whatever he says on his deathbed, his admission is valid and his words are valid. And even if a dying person admits to a Gentile who you're not allowed to give a gift to, nationally you're going to give it to him because it's not a gift. It's an admission, which is admitting that this is the property of the Gentile, and therefore you give it to the Gentile. Halachigid, however, regarding what we just mentioned, regarding giving a gift to a Gentile, but if let's say a dying person commands their sons to give a Gentile a gift, we don't listen to him. That's as if he's commanding to violate a sin from his estate because he's not allowed to give a gift to a Gentile. Halachigid, Omar, if he says, plainly avdi, that person, my slave, asoy sebechayim. Make him a free man. He says, I made him a free man. Or he is a free man. So we forced the inheritors and they free him. Why? Isn't that a prohibition also? And he's not Jewish? No, because a slave is considered obligating some of the mitzvahs like what a woman is. And therefore it's permitted to give him this gift of freeing him. Let's say he says, that woman, my maidservant, do her some type of a favor, of something pleasing to her. So they do something pleasing to her. And therefore, she doesn't work, only whatever work she wants to do from all the types of works, that are known to be worked by slaves in that place, she gets to choose. If let's say someone refuses the gift of a dying person, if a dying person writes his whole estate to one person, that person says, I don't want them, he doesn't acquire, you can't force someone to acquire a gift. Now, but let's say shasak. Let's say he was quiet. Only subsequently he started screaming and shouting, no, I don't want it. Kanei already acquired it. The reason for that is because the words of a dying person, they're like written and given over already. The moment he was silent, he already got it. And the yachlazim, and therefore he cannot back out anymore. It's already his. He can be mafki, do whatever he wants to, but it's already his. Halachav tesvav talks about what happens if the shchimera gives the gift more than one time. Shchimera, a dying person, shakasav lazeh, v'chazav v'chazalacha. He wrote it to one person, and then he subsequently wrote it to someone else. Ha'achron kanan, the last one, is the one who acquires it. Sheyesh le'lachza atshemas, because the dying person could back out and change his mind until he dies. Ben mekol ben mikzah, whether in all of it or part of it. Ben lasmim l'ach, whether to take it back for himself or to give it to someone else. And the fellow kasav zika l'edishin, even if he wrote and he was mezake it, he had someone else acquire it for the first person. The cost of Ezekiel, and then he went and he wrote and he was massacred to a second person. The second person is going to acquire it. Because a dying person that acquires it through someone else, a dying not Shchimera, it's still the gift of a dying person where he can still back out. Halacha design. But if let's say the dying person, not only like what we said in the previous halacha that he wrote and he was massacred, but also they also did a kinyan from him. So there's two things. There's Ezekiel and there's a kinyan. Then in lach kinyan, then after the acquisition, there's nothing that could be done. Then yach lachzav, he cannot back out. Lo la'achav la'asim, not for someone else, not for himself, not for others or for himself. Ben shanas not kol, ben shanas mixes. Whether he gave all of it, whether he gave part of it. Halach yidzayin. Shchiv meras shachazav ben mixes. Now, dying person who did back out on part of it when he could back out, chazav kol, he actually backed out in the whole thing. Kitzad haso. Let's say nusun kol nachazav lishon. Let's say he gave his whole estate to one person. The konami yadli kedeliapas is kaich, and they acquired from him so to strengthen the ability of the first recipient. Then the chazav and nusim miktasim la'acher. Then he went and he gave some of it. He already gave it away, the whole thing, but he gave now some of it to someone else. But kol miyodei, and they made an acquisition for him. Can liyapas his koyach to strengthen his koyach? Hashen ikana. It's only the second one that's going to acquire that bit that you gave him. Aval rishon lekana klum. The first one doesn't get anything. Benjamin benjamin. Whether he survives, whether he does, doesn't make a difference because he backed out. Essentially, he gave everything. And he's backing out, even though partially. But obviously, you're not getting everything. So then he actually doesn't get anything. Halach yitches. Nusim miktas nachasav. Let's say he gave some of his estate, but come yada, and they acquire from him. And then he gives it all to someone else. But come yada, and they make a kin from him, to strengthen the recipient who's the second one over here. In mace, so if he dies, kanadishna makes this. The first one's going to get the part that he got. And the second one who was given everything is whatever was remaining after the first one got whatever he got. He gets the remainder. But then Amen, if he survives, Rishon Kon, so the first one's going to acquire because he only got a partial gift, which is like we said, a partial gift is like a healthy person's gift, which even if he survives, he gets it. Shein Lekon, the second one's not going to get anything because since he got the remainder is everything, that's a Matna Shechimina, which if he gets up, he gets back, as we said in the previous parak. Halacha Yud Test. Continues, what happens if, let's say, instead of gifting it to someone else, he sanctifies it, or he sells it, or other types of hefker. So Shechimina, a dying person, Shehikdush Kon Lechasam, he sanctifies his whole estate to Hashem, to the base of Mikdash. He doesn't leave over anything for himself. Or he declares it ownless. Or he said, divide amongst all the poor. And Mammon, if he survives, he gets it all back because ultimately this is a suffix where you say, where according to the Rambam, the hektish or the poor person or the people from Hefker, they're Moitzi Mechaber from him. He's the Muchzik, and therefore he gets to keep it all. Let's say he sells it when he's a dying person. So then his sale is valid like a healthy person. It's a done deal. But let's say he sells his whole estate. And if the monies themselves are still around, which that's an indicator that he intended to back out if he's going to survive. So if he survives, he gets his property back. But if he already used the monies, then in your halachas he can't back out. Obviously, that shows that that it was a valid sale, and he went and he spent the money. Look, basically, continues what happens if we're not sure if he was a shchimera when he gave this gift. So matana shistam. So if there's, let's say, a gift that's unspecified, but this barish but doesn't say on it, shall your body kishanasan if he was healthy when he gave it, or shall he shchimera when he was dying a person? Now who I mean, he says shchimera hayisi. I was a dying person. Vadiyamati, look, and I survived. I want to get my gift back. But the recipient of the gift says, no, buddy, he was a healthy person then. Then you can't back out. So on the recipient, he has to bring the proof that the giver was healthy, because he's trying to extract it from him. But he doesn't find the proof, as we said, or love haraya. So nishba hanoisin, so the one who was the giver, he swears, Shavuos Hesed, the rabbinic oath, that he was a dying person. Vipater, and he's going to be exempt. And therefore the land remains in the possession of the giver who always was the one who had the chazaka. Now, in contrast, halacha chav gimel, of hoyu metatlin, but if it was movable items that was beyond a kabbal that the recipient already had, since he could say, shalihim, it's mine, because he's in possession of it, yeshava heses, he swears, shabari haya, kishnos lametanazu, that the giver was healthy when he gave him, and he gets to keep that metatlin. Halacha vdal continues, what happens if we're not sure if he got a chance to give it before he died? Misha Mesa, if someone died, and you find a gift tied onto his thigh. Now, the significance of that is that obviously removes the concern that maybe it was forged. No, you see it on his own leg. Afa Pishi, although it's with witnesses, and there was a king that was done, to benefit the strength of those that he's giving it to. And obviously, then there's no concern that maybe he was not concluding to acquire to them, as is a Matna Shechimah, rather with the document, which just doesn't work like a misa. No, you see that he wanted them only as a yipukoyach. Still, Harei Zeh Niklum, still it's nothing. Because I say, yeah, maybe he wrote it, maybe he had all the intention, maybe he changed his mind, we don't know. And therefore, they can't get it as the Matna Shechimah. Now, let's say he married it to someone else. Bein in the Yerushim, whether from the heritage, Bein Sha'in in the Yerushim, whether he's not from the heritage, then Kol Dvarim Shabbat Kayyim, then all the words inside of it are valid. Because the fact that he gave it over to one person, that reveals his intention of the giver, that he wanted to fulfill everything that was written in the document, and that he does not intend to back out. Like all the gifts of a dying person. Going back to the prior halacha. Let's say someone wrote a document of debt on himself for someone else, which saying that he owes someone else money. Or in the name of one of his sons. I mean the Yerushan, or that he, to one of his inheritors. And then he gives a document to a third party. He says to him, look, this should be by you. But he didn't specify anything. Maybe he was writing to borrow from that inheritor or some other party, but he never borrowed. We don't know. He had the document ready. He says to him, Hanach, hold on to this until I tell you what to do with it. The mason he dies. It's nothing because we don't know if he actually ended up borrowing. We don't know this debt that he's writing, if he actually had the debt. He just wanted it ready. And we don't know. And therefore, it's not significant. And that party cannot collect from the estate.